This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, we're learning Ksubis, Peizayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Peizayin Amud Aleph spoke about Poigemes Ksubasa Loi Tifra Ela B'Shavua. One who ruins her Ksuba, she creates a mum in the Ksuba, will only collect with a Ksuba. Will only collect with a Shavua. Namely, the Mishnah says, what's the case of Pagemes Ksubasa? On the first white line, the Mishnah said, let's say her Ksuba is 1,000 zuz, and she says, look, he says to her, I already paid you. She says, no, you didn't pay me, I only got 100. So now if she wants to collect the rest, she'll have to swear. Now, off the bat, to me, that sounded like classic Moedim HaMikzah, Shavua D'Oraisa, right? He's saying that she's saying, you owe me $1,000. And he says, I paid you back entirely. And she says, no, you only pay me back 100. So is that Moedim HaMikzah? And the Gemara is going to say immediately, no, think about the difference. The basic difference is, she's the one collecting. Moedim HaMikzah is the one who is the debtor is saying, the claimant says to the debtor, you owe me money. And the debtor says, no, I already paid you back. So the debtor swears that he paid back. But here, the claimant is the one swearing. The claimant is the Moedim HaMikzah. So just want to point out, you should see right away that it's not a classic Moedim HaMikzah. Says Gemara, Savar Rami Bar Chama Lamer Shua D'Oraisa. Rami Bar Chama thought that the Shua that the woman is swearing is a Shua D'Oraisa. The Katan Masayim. The guy claims 200 Zuz. Actually, he's claiming 1,000 zuz in the Mishnah, but it doesn't matter. The kamaydo b'meah, and she agrees to 100. So havila haydov mixas hataina, she's admitting to a partial taina. B'chalamaydo mixas hataina, yishav, anyone who admits to a partial taina has to swear. Amar Rava, so Rava said, shtei tshuvos b'davar. Rava said there are two answers why this is not actually a shvua d'oraisa. Chada d'chol ha'nishban shabatar nishban v'loy mishalman. Every biblical shvua, you swear and you're exempt from paying. And she is swearing and she's collecting. So that's not a shvua d'oraisa. So when is there ever a shvua d'oraisa that you swear and you're exempt from paying? And furthermore, ein nishba'in al kfiras shibud karkois. Midaraisa, you don't swear if you're being kaifer in something that has a lien on karka. So the woman, her claim that she's saying, you owe me the ksuba, his karka is meshubad to it. Now, it's very interesting. Usually the din is, if someone claims against me that I owe karka, the debtor, in other words, somebody says, hey, Gladstein, you owe me karka, I will not, and I admit to part of it, I don't have to swear on karka. But here, it's not that she is, that he's demanding karka from her, it's that the money that she is claiming is backed up by his karka. But in general, you don't swear on karka, whether him or her. Okay. Did I lose someone? Okay. Ela Amar Rava? Oh, there you are. Ela Amar Rava? Rava said, Midrabanan. The shvua that we're talking about over here is Midrabanan. Why? Why should you have to swear? Because the phenomenon is like this. The paradayak. One who pays, he is conscious and alert to when and what he pays. The person who pays is aware of the payment. The mifra loydayak, the one who's being paid, is not alert to it. So in this case, if the man paid, he would know that he paid. If the woman was paid, she might not know. So Rabbana v'rama Rabbanan shu'ala, the rabbis put a shu'a on her, ki hecha detedak, so that she should be alert. So in other words, since she knows she's going to have to swear if she wants to get paid back whatever he didn't pay, she'll have to pay close attention because there's a phenomenon. Really, she should not have to swear. You know why she shouldn't have to swear? Why does she have to swear? She has a shtar, right? That's another factor that we overlooked. Of course she shouldn't have to swear. She's holding a shtar that the guy owes her the money. But it is likely, or it is very plausible, that he paid back and she just didn't pay attention to it. Okay, Iboiluhu. They had the following question. Poigemes ksubasa be'edim. If a woman is poigem her ksuba with edim, what does that mean? She agrees that she was paid back partially with edim. And she says, that's all I was paid back. In other words, my ksuba is 1,000, and you pay me back 100 with edim. And he says, yeah, but I paid back the other 900 without edim. And she said, well, what are you talking about? You only pay back 100 with edim. You never pay me back the other 900 without edim. Mahu what's the halacha? Imi said the para. If, do we say that he paid her the rest? I'm sorry, imi said the para. If he would have paid her the rest, he would have paid her with witnesses. That's how he paid the first 100, so why would we assume that he didn't pay the rest? If he paid back, he should have paid back with witnesses. Or maybe, he paid back the first 100 with witnesses because they were available, but the rest of it, it wasn't available, so he paid back the rest without witnesses. Fine. So that's the shayla. If part of it was paid with witnesses, and now, normally, if she says, you paid me partially, she'll have to swear to collect the rest. But what if he says, I paid you back the rest, not with witnesses? Does she also have to swear on that? Or could she say, there's no way you pay me back without witnesses? Why would you have paid me back the rest without witnesses? I don't have to swear on that. Tashma, come in here. Kol ha nishbain shabatar nishbain v'le mishalman. All biblical oaths, you swear, and then you're exempt from paying. Ve'ilu nishbain v'noitlan. But the following, shvuos midrabanan, you swear and you collect. Hasachir, a worker is hired. So he says, pay me what you owe me for my wages. And the boss says, what do you mean? I already paid you. So then, the halacha is midrabanan, the hired worker swears and collects. Vahanigzal, or someone who it was stolen from. So, what's the case? If somebody says, "Look, you took my goldfish, you took my golf clubs," and the ganav says, "I don't know what you're talking about." Now we're talking about witnesses say that the guy came into the house. We saw him walk into this victim's house, and we don't know exactly what he took. Or v'hanechval, we see somebody's injured, and there are edim that somebody walked into his house. In other words, we see Shimon is injured, and we saw Reuven walk into the house, and after Reuven walked out, Shimon was injured. And Shimon said, you injured me, pay me. And Reuven says, Lohi Dvar Me Oilam. So the person who was hurt could swear and collect. V'she kenegdo ichashad ala shvua. Or let's say the other person is suspected on swearing. What's the case? Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And Shimon says, no, I only owe you $500. So really, Shimon should have to swear midai raisa and get exempt. However, he's a guy, if Shimon is suspect on a shvua, we throw the shvua back on Reuven and we allow Reuven to swear and collect. The chen v'ni al pinkasai. What?
Like Bas Rav Chisda.
Like Bas Rav Chisda. What happened over there again? We threw it on back to the creditor? Okay, very good. V'chen v'ni al pinkasai, or you have a store owner for his book, basically his record book. So what's the case? let's say a boss told his worker to pay the other workers, and he says he paid them, and the manager of the store says, look, in my record book it says I paid them, and the workers say, you know, he never paid us. So they each swear. The person running the store swears that he paid, and the people working there swears that they didn't get paid, and everybody gets the money. Okay, so v'hapoygem shtarei shaloi ba'edim, one who ruins a shtar without witnesses. What does that mean? Somebody who has a shtar, and he claims that he was paid partially, not in front of Edom. So in that case, you have to swear. But shaloi be'edim, if he says I was paid partially, not in front of Edom, then he has to swear on the rest that he wasn't paid that amount. But Edom loy. But if what was paid was with Edom, he doesn't have to swear on the rest, because there's no way the person who owes the money paid the rest not with Edom. So this proves that if part of it was paid with Edom, on the rest, you don't have to swear. Says Gemara, no. The fact that if part of it was paid with Edom, you have to swear, that doesn't mean shaloi be'edim, you don't have to swear. Says the Gemara, loy mi baikamar. The Braisa said it in the following manner, that loy mi baikamar, it's not needed to say that be'edim, you have to swear. Loy mi bai be'edim, not only if they're edim, devadai tzricha shvua. In that case, definitely, he has the person who acknowledged being paid has to swear. In that case, you for sure have to swear. Why for sure? Rashi says the hakam moidja b'hai mana misham edim hu. The only reason he's moided to partial is because they're edim. V'lav hashavas avedahi. He's not doing the person who claims that he paid a favor by saying, oh, you paid me partially, I'm not doing you a favor, I have no choice. Over there you for sure need to swear. Avo shaloi ba'edim. But if it was without edim, Ema, I would say, Tavi Kameshav Aveda. Maybe you're just returning a lost object. Maybe in that case, I would think you don't have to swear. You know why? Because it's like I have a migu. I didn't have to say that you paid me back partially. Ema, Tavi Kameshav Aveda. Say that's like returning an object. The Tishgob Lo Shvua. And then you could collect without a Shvua. So Kamat Shmulan, that even in that case, you have to swear. But certainly if you say that you were partially paid with Edom, certainly in that case you have to swear. Fine. Ibailuhu. They had the following question. Hapoy gemes ksubasa pachas pachas mishav pruta. Let's say the woman infringes on her ksuba, ruins the ksuba less than a shava pruta. What does it mean less than a shava pruta? She says, look, my ksuba is 1,000, and I acknowledge that you paid me back, let's say 100, by paying back a bit at a time. And Rashi explains, she says she has an exact record of the 10 cents that he paid on this date and the 15 cents he paid on that date. Do we say, do we say if she's so exacting, she's for sure telling the truth, and she shouldn't have to swear on the rest? Or maybe iarume kama arma, or maybe it's just a scam. She has this exact record as a way of, like, sort of making believe that she's telling the truth, but it's all a ploy to get her to. It's all a ploy to collect the whole thing. So the answer is teiku. We don't have a definitive answer. Teiku Eliyahu Hanavi will give us a interpretation. Ibailuhu, they had the following question. Paichesas ksubasa. Let's say she undervalues the ksuba. She decreases the value of it. Mahu. You ready for this? Geshmaka case. Mamash a geshmaka case. She says that, here's my ksuba. It says you owe me 1,000 zuz. He said, I paid you back. She says, not true. You didn't pay me anything. You didn't pay me a penny. But I will say that really you never gave me a ksuba of 1,000 zuz. It was really only 400 zuz. The ksuba is not accurate. So in other words, she's not saying he paid back partially. She's saying you didn't pay me a penny. She's just saying that what it says on the ksuba, face value, is not loyhoya v'lay nivra. We wrote 1,000 zuz because, you know, in the shtibel, we wanted the word to get out that you gave me a ksuba 1,000 zuz, but you never gave me a ksuba 1,000 zuz. You gave me a ksuba 400 zuz. So mahu, mi amrinan hainu pogemis, is that like ruining the ksuba? She's being pogging the ksuba. The ksuba says 1,000, and she's saying basically he paid back 600 of it because he only owes 400. Or it's only ruining it when she's acknowledging part of it was paid. She's not acknowledging anything was paid. This is not a case of Madhu Mimiksas. She's not acknowledging that he gave her anything. So maybe she should be able to collect even without a ksuba. I'm sorry, even without a shvua. Do we say that she's swearing because this is like admitting to partial? What difference does it make if she says she was paid back partially, or if she says he doesn't owe the whole thing? Or do we say no, she's not admitting to anything, so she doesn't have to swear? Tashma, paychasas tipara shalai b'shua. If she undervalues the ksuba, she'll collect without a shua. Ketzad how? If the ksuba was 1,000 zuz, va'amar la, and he says to her, skabalt ksuba seich. You got your ksuba. I didn't accept anything, but you should know the ksuba wasn't 1,000 zuz, it was 100. Then the halach is nefrash shalai b'ksuba, she collects without a shvua. So now the Gemara asks an amazing question. Based on what is she collecting 100? Based on the shtar? The shtar is a piece of junk. It's not worth the paper it's printed on. She says it was a lie. So how is she going to collect 100 zuz? What are you telling me that if she is paicheses, she could collect without a shvua? What's she collecting with? B'may gavya. What's she collecting with? B'hai shtara? With the document? Hai shtar chasa v'amahu. The shtar is a piece of pottery. Amar Rava b'rei de Rava. Rava said the name Rava. The son of Rava said. Is that a different Rava? Like usually we have Amar Rava. Is this a different Rava? This is not Rava, this is Rava b'rei de Rava. I guess it's a different Rava. But Aymeres Amon Hoysali Beini Lebeinai. We're talking about where we trusted each other. What does that mean? That means the husband wrote her a ksuba of 100 zuz. And that's what it says. But between them, they had an arrangement, she's only going to claim 100. But the shtar, was actually written. They wrote it. She doesn't say the shtar was what? Is it, as opposed to what? I'm not sure. As opposed to what? Like, so is it a good shtar? It's very interesting. Basically, a shtar was written, and they had an arrangement that she's only going to claim 100, but she could use that shtar to claim the 100. Even so, the shtar was a valid shtar. They just had a deal; she's not going to use it. But since it's a valid shtar, she could use it for the amount she's actually owed. Okay. Now the Mishnah said further: if one witness says she was paid, then she swears. So if she admits to partial payment, or if one witness says that she was paid, she has to swear. Sav Rami Bar Chama Lemeimar, Rami Bar Chama thought to say Shvua Dai Raisa. It's a biblical Shvua. You know why it's a biblical Shvua? Because the halach is an Eid Echad can make you swear. And here she's claiming the Ksuba, and the Eid Echad is saying you were paid. How do I know an Eid Echad can make you swear? It says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. No Eid Echad should not stand up against a man, L'chal Avain, for any sin, or L'chal Chatas, and for any infraction, L'chal Avain, or L'chal Chatas, who they come. An Eid Echad will not be the obligation of sin or culpability in his testimony. Meaning an aid cannot be the cause of punishment or a carbon. Aval kam hulashua. From here we learn an aid could be mechavishua daraisa. V'amar mar, and it was taught, komagim sheshtayim mechavishua mamon, wherever two aidim could obligate his own money, echad mechavishua. One aid could obligate an oath. So I would think in this case, if an aid said that she was paid, so then it would obligate her to swear midaraisa, to which the Gemara says what it said originally. Amar Rava shtei chus v'davar. There are two responses. Number one, chada d'chal nishban shabatar nishban v'lei mishalman. Shvua d'iraisa is a shvua to acquit you. Here it's a shvua for her to collect. Can't be a shvua d'iraisa. V'hi nishbasmei tells. Here, she's swearing and collecting. You don't swear on something that there is a lien on the karka. So it's basically the same thing the Gemara said earlier, where first Rami Bar Chama thought that the case of Poygemes was Shua Dairaisa. So it's like Rami Bar Chama made these two errors simultaneously. He thought Pshat in Pagemes and Eid Echad was a Shua D'Araisa. And then Rava said, no. In both of those cases, you would never have a Shua D'Araisa, A, to collect, and B, on a Shibud Karka. So what is it? Ela Amar Rava Midrabanan. We make her Sir Midrabanan. Why? Kedei Lahafiz Da'at Shabal. In order to assuage, is that how you pronounce it? Assuage the Das of the husband. Right? Not assage. Assuage the Das of the husband, because he's getting nervous that here it is, he has an Eid Echad that says he paid, so how is he just obligated to pay? The answer is, we have her swear. Okay, we'll hold over here. We'll see you, Bez Hashem, maybe Sunday for the Ion Shir, or Monday night. Okay, Hatzlacha, Kol Tov, everyone.
Can I give it an attempt at an answer to the question that Rebbe asked in the beginning?
Sure thing. But I'm not recording it because it's a different topic.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.